You ready? Watch this.
Hello. Welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message of up to 10 seconds. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Hello, yes, is this the New York Times? The great New York Times. I hear you write great articles. Hello, yes, is this the New York Times? The great New York Times. I hear you write great articles. Oh, shit, we have a phone. Hey, baby.
I'm so impressed with you.
That's right. It only took 4 months, but we have a telephone. Next week, we'll work on newspapers. But big thanks to my new buddy, Chuck Schnell, 70.
Nice.
Yeah, it's his God-given name. My brother's Michael Malley II. He's Chuck Schnell, 70. Keeping the lineage strong. Big thanks to Jeff G for his sizable donation. All this helps.
Yeah.
And we'll put some money into Skype this weekend, and we'll have some real phone interviews finally, which honestly brings a whole new dimension
of
sickness to this show.
Now we have to think of all the different things we wanted to do with a phone, and then just totally wipe half of those out. Just going, if we had a phone, blah, 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 and half of those are terrible ideas, but we're just thinking they're great because we don't have a phone.
Right. You know what? I remember when I was younger, and I'm like, I had so many brilliant ideas, some cost money, some nothing, about videotape, if I had a video camera.
Right.
The movies I would make. And how many years ago, five, did we get a video camera finally?
It wasn't
five. Haven't made anything yet.
Right. I know. We bought this. We're like, oh, thank God we have a video camera now. We can record everything we do.
Right. Haven't recorded anything.
Nothing. And we got a really nice one, too. We were all proud. We made payments on it. Like the white trash that we are.
It's a late show, of course. And I almost don't feel bad. It's almost good. Because then, you know, people can catch up. Libsyn hasn't been so nice. What bothers me is that I just got a... Libsyn is the host, Libsyn.com. I just got
of our comment board.
Right. I just got a... Of the comment board, but they host the show itself.
Oh, that's right. That's
if they fuck up, nobody gets us. And it bothers me now, especially that it's fucking up, because, you know, we're in papers, we're on TV. Every day, literally, there's at least three or five, you know, new sites talking about us.
Right.
Okay? So you got to strike when the iron, you know, the iron's hot or whatever it is. And then this this coming Friday is the poker tournament. We'll tell you guys about that on Monday, too. You're all invited. $1,000 prize. Okay?
You and your friends. Anybody is welcome.
It's a KTG special blowout. And then next week we're doing some special thing. You know, we'll tell you guys later. In Manhattan. So whatever. But it's going to get attention. And we're all excited, but if somebody tries to check out the show and they can't, that's it. They're not going to try again.
Right. How many times did somebody go?
And I get a letter from Libsyn saying, oh, now we're not just four punks anymore, you know, putting this together. Now we have at least $1 million backing us. Like, now they're a real company or something, and now it's not working.
That's the day that everything goes to shit.
Don't tell me that.
What are you doing with your $1 million?
They called us for sponsorship, and I'm like, okay, that's exciting, you know. And then we're debating, maybe we'll work out a deal. Now nobody's getting my shows, you know? And I'll sponsor bullshit. I don't
obviously
care.
Obviously you won't, though, because it doesn't sound like you're gonna.
If you don't, I have to explain why you're not getting our shows, though.
Right.
I have no choice. I have to say whose fault it is.
and it's not ours.
And it's not our fault. Thank you. The place somebody wrote me, the PlayStation Portable, PSP, you know, and it can play DVDs now. That's what you see on TV when they're like, also, you're playing the technology.
This is so ridiculous. If we were to have kids and tell them, you know, back in the day we didn't have a cell phone or.
Right.
They would look at us like we're crazy. Like, I looked at my mom. She didn't have running water.
Right.
Okay. Now she's got a computer that she doesn't know how to use. And now I have to explain to my kid, if I ever have one, and that wasn't a dig at you, baby, that my mom didn't even have running water, but you can call anybody. And maybe by the time we have kids, you can call people from underground on the train.
I bet. Of course you can. Yeah. From your PSP.
I heard, obviously it's just rumors, it's like a conspiracy theory or whatever, but I heard that they could make cell phones work in the train, but they just choose not to because people are so annoying.
There's this comedian that says he talks on his cell phone when he's on the subway train, and he sees everybody just trying to look at their cell phone, like, why aren't I getting service? And then right before he leaves, as the doors close, he goes, I'm from the future!
Who says that? Do you remember?
I think Pete Dominic.
Yeah?
But PSP, you can now download our podcast. You can now download our shows with
Amazing.
Your PSP.
Amazing.
Retarded. So the show's late because we had a busy, busy day. You were at work. I did the figured out the phone thing. And what's so funny?
That took us all day.
It took all day.
Okay.
You know what? We really did. Okay, if it did. But it did. What did we have? An hour of free time?
Oh, we had nothing. I came home and I thought I was
going to... Yeah, not even an hour, right.
But you know what the worst of it is?
To eat.
Yeah. I had a 2-hour job, but I'm stuck in traffic on the way there and on the way back. So it took me longer to get there and back than the actual job. Right.
So we do, we get up, we do a clown job or something related, or we do something personal. We do the show and then we go to play rehearsal, which is opening up in 1 week. We really have no time.
Right.
And I'm just saying that so you guys, know why shows are going to be, close to midnight some days. The play's turning out good, though. I do not mind people knowing that I'm going to be in it
All
now.
Right.
I'm very excited.
I am not as excited as you because I'm not really in the play. I feel like I just come on for the numbers, for the singing and dancing, and then I just leave and I'm backstage most of the time. So that's a little kind of
I think it's exciting to be part of it, but yeah, I don't...
It's a
musical and
it.
I don't sing.
I know, it's funny.
I'm like, okay, if you want to hire me.
You're so hilarious.
No,
though.
I am.
I'm not even going to... It's so ridiculous for me to go into it, but the girl can't keep a straight face because you're hilarious.
How long is my cock out in that one song?
What?
No.
I wasn't around for that rehearsal.
the kid, we talk about the kid from the play. I understand he's coming on next Thursday.
Hopefully.
Right?
Yeah.
He's getting married.
Well,
he's
from Wisconsin, okay. Right?
All right, here's the deal. And he had a chance to come on the show. When you take your time, I got to fill in the story. So then when he comes on Thursday, you guys can talk to him about this.
This kid is very talented.
Very talented, very good voice.
You don't know his name still, do you?
Curtis, thank you.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Very pretty man.
Very pretty. He looks like he belongs in the real world on MTV. 24 years old.
24 years old, but I learned that not for 2 months. Isn't that cute?
Really?
That's a little kid.
He looks 20 tops or 18. He looks
young. Right.
You forget he's that tall. Even I stand next to him, like, how are you this tall, you little kid?
He said that he whenever he meets somebody, everybody always thinks he's gay. He's one of those people.
I get
that.
Really?
Yeah. He's not flamboyant in any
not
means.
At all. I just think it's because he's from Wisconsin and hasn't been in New York for too long. So he's like, hey, how's it going?
Right. He's like, I'll stab you.
Yeah.
But we're friends. Right. That's right.
He's such a nice guy. Everyone in the play is so nice except for fuckface director. Fuck you, fuck you.
Right.
Anyway.
So his girlfriend is in Wisconsin. He's only in New York because he's doing an internship.
And he picked up on this play as well since the timing was good.
Right. At like ABC or something like that.
Yeah, but fake ABC, not television ABC.
Does it have something to do with ABC?
I don't think so.
Oh, but it's still a big deal.
It's a very good internship.
Yeah, right. So he's in New York, and then after the internship, I guess he goes back.
Right.
And then he says he's going to get married.
Yeah, he just randomly said that. We drove him like a few blocks to where he needed to go, and he's like, yeah, I guess when I go back, we'll probably get married. What?
Yeah.
You can't just brush over
I realize, we're 30 now. maybe we should be married, but still looking back and going, 25.
You're not, first of all, he's 24. You're not a human
at
least until after 25.
Right, you're not a human.
You're not a human.
You're right.
You're not. I actually know that at 25, I started becoming another person.
I agree.
And from 20 to 25, Jesus fucking Christ. No way. I was a different human being every 6 months.
You can't really be an adult until
I was a vegetarian all of a sudden. Now I'm into, this over here. Now I go over there. No, it's just insane. You're not done yet.
And then as soon as you get married, you have kids,
No
Come
way.
On.
No
Come
way.
On. And you didn't even form yet.
Exactly. And then he says that he's been dating this girl 8 years.
8 years. Off and on.
Yeah. Of course there's an off and on. You can't date someone since high school and not go a little
nuts. That means 8 years, saying he is 24, 16.
Yeah. That so like a junior in high school.
Never marry that person.
You're a sperm back then.
Makes no sense. And somebody's
going to
write that it's working out for you, but come on. Then Come on.
No, it's not healthy.
It's not healthy. It's not healthy. You didn't have a chance to look around.
You know what? And then I think like...
Before you send your letters, P.S., tell me how many times you cheated or how your skin crawls every day. You have no idea what's out there in any other state.
I'm going to get cheesy a little bit, but what if we had met in high school? I wonder if like...
Right.
Because we were kind of... I don't know. I feel like we would be compatible, but you needed to go through what you needed to
Absolutely.
Go through. I feel like we would be going out, right? And then we would have to break up just because shit happens. Mm-hmm. Just because you move somewhere, I move somewhere, whatever. We go and do things, and then maybe we'd get together later on in life. And you know what? That's okay, but you have experienced things. You went in someone, literally. And they did say they dated on and off, so, you know, right. There's, like, fucking in between and stuff. But, no, don't get married under 25. Right. No. Permission not granted. No. And you know what? If you are getting married when you're under 25, send us an invite. We'll go over there so that when the priest gets to the part of, like, does anyone have any whatever, we'll yell out for you. Then it's not your fault. We're stopping the wedding. We're the fuck faces.
So supposedly he's going to be on Thursday. You guys could save your comments for then, and we'll ask him. It'll be...
Oh, and then you asked him... you know, what do you want? Because, you know, he's a great actor. And
I'm sorry. That's what I was going to say. So I'm like, okay, but you're what do you want to be? And he's like, a producer. I'm like, okay, well, you know you can't do that in Wisconsin. Yeah, well, And I'm like, so she doesn't know yet that you both will be moving back to New York with or without her? Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, stop. Because I'll wait until you're on the show. Stop. He's willing to answer the questions, but he knows, like, he never answered these questions, but he knows he has to.
Right.
And it's, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I feel like this is a responsibility for us to ask him these questions.
It is a responsibility.
Yes.
Exactly.
As 30-year-olds.
Right. We're the adults
unmarried.
Now. Right.
We non-adults right. that we are.
Yeah. She wants to live in Wisconsin. Yes. But you have to be a producer. You have to be in New York or a big city. Right. I didn't put those together.
Right. And that's why you're 24 and you're still a jackass.
No more beer allowed in the play.
Oh, my God.
So
that
sad.
Was so,
so sad.
Funny. You know what the funniest thing is? That I didn't realize how it's like a little. I'm used to you drinking out of 40s, although it's been a while. I met you drinking 40s. I understand that I'm going to see 40s in your hand.
And it's weird to see because that just means you're an animal, not that you're a smart shopper.
Right. Right. I know that you're doing it as like an economist who's saving money.
Right.
But and back in the day when I met you drinking 40s, it was with a bunch of drunk drug addicts, you know, and it was totally normal. Here we are amongst like, you know, kind of real people. You bust out the 40 and I'm like, okay, why does this look funny to me? And then I'm like, no, if you accept him in other places, I swear to God, you have to accept him, you know, and you have to remember that he's just doing it for $3. And it doesn't matter when other people talk about your man. You have to be strong about your own man. It's true. You know what? And that rarely, it rarely comes up between you and me. Like, I rarely have to be like, oh, shit, I'm looking stupid because of you. But the 40 ounce kind of went like... Okay, I have an alcoholic boyfriend. Everyone take a look. But I got over it. But anyway, today Curtis bought you a beer.
So Curtis is nice enough to get me a beer.
And by the way, I think as an adult, you should be able to just drink a beer when you're doing things. You can handle your beer very well. Right. No one, you're not going to do anything different by
having one beer.
The play's
coming up, I guess, you know, she wants everybody to focus. Never mind. How many people?
New assistant director.
Right. There's a stigmatism to beer that isn't there with cigarettes and weed.
That's true.
How many people in that band are high?
Definitely.
Right.
Definitely. And by the way, the guitar player smells like wine at least half the time.
There you go.
But he's from the culture, and so it's fine.
Let's get back to the beer. I walked he was kind of funny, the guitarist today. This is gay, but it's funny. I go to the bathroom. I open the door. He's there taking a piss.
Oh, shit.
And you know, normally you'd cover yourself. You know, you'd put your hand down or stop the door. Something would fly out of your mouth. He goes, oh, how are you? So funny. But then I have to remember that we don't like him, right?
You know, it's not that we don't like him. Why don't we like him?
Explain. You know why.
He used to hit on me when he was seriously dating someone. And he would hit on me while she's in the same room.
His wife, right?
No, he girlfriend? No, his fiance. They're no longer together.
That's weird.
I guess they were on their way out. But it would really embarrass me because, you know, you're hitting on me. It's obvious. And then, as a matter of fact, they're talking in Hungarian. I'm like, and I could tell they're talking about us because you're hitting on me. Right. And I'm like, what are they talking about? Oh, they're talking about us talking right now. How, like, and in a way, he said how inappropriate it is. And I'm like, okay, that's your mother and your fiance talking about us. Do you think that you could make things a little less uncomfortable? You know, and this is in New York apartments where we're in the kitchen. And
that's the living room.
They're sitting right there. Right. They're like 2 feet away from us. You maniac. But I don't, you know.
Right.
But this he never, funny. You know, other than hitting on me completely inappropriately, which I find very awkward. But and he used to do it a lot. He's a whatever guy.
Okay. All right. Because when I first met him, I made that cut and throat sign.
Oh,
I
good.
Know if he ever
oh, that's why.
Because
he hasn't been hitting on
there
me.
There you go.
So
good, good. I think that there's... I take cigarettes. I can't be the first person to ever say this in history, but I think it's every job I've ever had, and most of them were waiter jobs, or just waiter jobs, rather, that you're allowed. It's weird that you're allowed a smoke break.
Right.
You were never allowed a sit down and drink water break.
Right.
If they saw you sitting in the break room, you know?
Right.
Especially like, you know, when you're a kid, all your restaurants are, you know, chain restaurants with strict rules. God forbid they catch you sitting down drinking a Coke. But if you're outside with a cigarette, you understand. Right. Where's my pony bud break? That's my thing.
Right. And
I'll chew gum and I'll smell less than your cigarettes will.
Right. That's true.
I'm addicted. What can I do?
And there's more than that. I remember working at my brother's business and... Gary, the guy I used to work with, he didn't smoke, but everyone in his department, he was in the IT department, they smoked. So they would get cigarette breaks, and he'd be like, and they're like, why aren't you working, whatever? And he's like, what the fuck? I don't smoke, so I don't get a break, but you guys go all, you know, it's in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. They have to wait for the elevator, go downstairs. A five-minute cigarette break is no longer like just stepping out of a restaurant. They now had a 15-minute break because they're yapping it up. So he would say like, okay, maybe I should take up smoking so that I can take a break.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a good valid point. I always forget about that.
And that studio is so hot.
We're
so
rehearsing.
So deathly hot. And I don't really do as much as you guys do that are dancing like retarded people.
Right.
You know? And that means good dancing, by the way. I honestly think a beer is refreshing, and there is only so much water and soda you can drink.
I don't know because I don't drink, but I've heard.
I got to drink something, and there's something magic about beer that you can keep drinking it. Whereas
I think
water,
soda's
you get
really
bloated.
Bad. I think people think in the way that how they drink. Like the assistant director, I think if she drank as much beer as you drank, she'd be on the floor with her skirt over her head, you know?
Right.
Because you're drinking a 24-ounce as like just a regular, you know, nothing.
And she said something like, well, she said it first to the kid. Right? And it's funny. It's just funny that, you know.
He was so embarrassed.
I could see. I mean, I didn't see it,
but I
can't see that.
He made it a point because they said they announced.
Oh,
no
wait,
more
wait.
Beer.
Don't jump ahead. I heard he got me a beer. He told me this later that she said, whose beers are these? When we were outside at the store. Whose are these? Oh, it's mine. I have one and I got one for Keith. I really don't think I like drinking in the studio or during rehearsal. And then that was it. Like, I'd like to see how that ends. You ever see, like, a movie and there you know, and maybe, like, a guy catches, you know, his girl and another guy cheating and that's the end of the scene? No, what happened next? Something happened next. Well, that's what I want to know. Like, did he just look down and walk away or what happened? Because he was still drinking that with no problem. So then...
Well, there already.
So then she moves my beer so somebody didn't step on it or something and says to me, I moved your beer so it wasn't in the way. And that was it. I just think it's funny, like, you have the balls, or the lips, rather, to say it to the kid. But, of course, I'm an adult. You're not going to treat me like a kid.
Aww.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, meanwhile, you're still younger than her, and to her, you might be a kid also.
Right. Apparently, I'm drinking beer in rehearsal.
But you're a lot bigger and more aggressive than this guy.
That's true, too. He's gay.
And again, we're looking at him, like, going, coochie-moochie, and he's 24.
He's so pretty.
He is so pretty.
So then the writer, the guy we know, the guy that wrote it, the director asshole isn't there, and so he's making an announcement. He's like, one more thing, no more beer during rehearsals. It was fine that we were doing it, but now we're buckling down for next week. And she looks at him like, thank you, yes, thank you, David.
A lot of thank yous.
Right,
like
you know, she,
like, okay,
and you know she told him.
Oh, of course, he can tolerate his drinks.
So then it's the end, And the kid has to go to...
He goes, oh, that's so funny that you mentioned it because it's the first time that I brought beer and that's when we mentioned it. And I'm like, oh, you had to tell her it's the first time. Oh, my, you're not fired. They can't do this play without you. Yeah. I was so sad I wanted to give him a hug.
It's just a funny thing, that's all.
Yeah.
Because it's just amusing because I've never done a beef. Now, Keith, I can see. This guy's bringing in pony kegs.
Those mini kegs.
Right.
That's your next step. Mm-hmm.
Did you check his backpack? Jesus. And no, it's just funny. That's all. It's whenever I went with...
But he's so down to earth. I just want to say that. Like, it sounds like a douchebag move, but it's just that he was embarrassed.
Right. We had Chris on the show, my friend, younger Chris, and who's older than me. But
that's true.
But we got to... I told you this story, but we're drinking, you know...
He's not a complete human, and he's 30-something.
Right.
Can you see him getting married?
No. I don't even know why they're together. Anyways, we're on the sidewalk, and we're walking, and a cop, you know, catches us with beer on the street. And so he's writing the ticket, and then he goes... And then after it's too late, you know, don't let him start the ticket... Oh, it's funny that I'm actually getting a ticket, you know, because my brother's a cop. It's
just, that's too late.
Right, you're far too late, A. And B, I just think the whole, you know, this is funny because
we
can be buddies, right? This is just it's funny to me, too, that you don't think we should drink beer.
You know what? I don't
I've never drank in my life, actually.
I don't know how to do that, like that smooth thing either.
Right.
I once got we were in Voodoo Lulu's band, and she got a new, I think he was a bass player or whatever, who happened to be... He said he was a detective, but wow, was he just... There was a hole instead of his brain. So don't you have to be smart for it to be a detective?
You know what? No offense to anybody that has these jobs, but no matter what job you have, there's always an idiot in there.
That messes it you up know? For like, everybody else?
Or it's just dumb, and you're amazed.
But a detective...
Like, you know how like you get hired for a job, and you're like, oh, I must be smart, I got hired. And then you're like, look at these fucking retards.
Right.
And now you're like, am I retarded? And you got to question that. But every... Oh, somebody's going to call, right?
Yeah.
Every job I ever had dumb people working there. Whether it was a restaurant job, whether it was editing film.
In some important office.
Right. It doesn't matter. So it really doesn't matter if you're a cop, a detective, a doctor. Dumb people got in there. A lawyer. It doesn't matter. There's dumb everywhere.
Right. You do meet people who have graduated college and you're like, and I understand at this point
this
college
guy's,
is
our
nothing,
director's
but...
a director? He's
no,
dumb.
No, he's not. Okay. He's just fucking insane. No. No. And if you ever meet a Kobe with an Israeli accent, and you can catch him on the commercial where he goes, fiber, he's a douchebag.
What commercial is he in?
I don't know, some fiber. You know. It's fiber cereal
Does
commercial.
Does he brag about it?
And I heard him say something about it.
And he said he was in Oz. I loved Oz. I buy them and watch them in bulk like they're movies. I don't remember him.
He drops, instead of dropping names, he drops names of shows that he was in. When I was in, I don't know any shows, so I don't need, let's say Lion King, but it wasn't as big.
Okay.
When I was in Lion King, they told me, I had a death scene, because he's trying to explain to a girl, like, how to project while you're dying, or how to project what, you know what I mean? Like, the whole point was, project, she's not even dying. But when I was in this thing, I had to do this, and I was dying, and I still had to project. What are you talking, nobody's convinced that you know how to do anything in the business, okay? He might be like a good actor, maybe, but fiber, not convincing. Fuck you.
He's sitting in the we're everybody's.
Wait, why
on
did I bring this up? Remember your point, or,
okay?
Because what happened was the new bass player of the Voodoo Lulu band was a detective, right?
Okay.
Good looking guy, but a little dense in the head, and I think he was a huge liar. Huge liar, and that's why I don't buy the detective thing. Anyway, I'm like, ooh, can I have a PBA card? Because he was like a big-time flirt, so I'm like, okay, it's time to get a cop card so I can get out of tickets. So I got it.
Have you ever used one of those in your life?
This is the thing. I get pulled over shortly after, and I'm like, I don't know how to do this. And so I'm like,
It's a little nerve-wracking. It's like the first time you slip like a waiter money for a better table or
something. I don't know how to do that
either. Not that I've ever done it.
Slip a waiter for a better tip, you said.
For a better table.
Right. Yeah. My dad knows how to do it with such beauty. Beauty. I love it.
Apparently you just do it. Apparently
I know,
you don't
right?
have to sneak. You just
balls.
Do it. Yeah.
I like it when you put it in the shake of the hand. But anyway, so I get pulled over, and what I think to do is I just give him, with my license, the PBA card. And he's like, oh, who's this? And I'm like, it's my boyfriend, but I don't know how to fake my boyfriend. So I'm like, oh, you know, this guy I was dating. He's like, well, are you dating him now? I'm like, no, but we're still friends. And why am I making up a whole story? Why?
You are the worst liar.
I am the worst liar in the world because
we're still friends. His mom has cancer now, though, I'm actually on my way there. But I had a flat tire.
And the problem is, my mom's sitting next to me when I got pulled over. So I'm like, is she gonna ask me questions? I know, right? And I'm afraid. Why I lied like that is, I'm afraid that I don't know enough about him to call him my boyfriend. But who cares? I have his card. Right. Anyway,
just say he's in my band.
Even now, I can't even come up with something. Like, maybe I could have, but I'm trying to think.
But he is in the band.
But here's what goes through.
but this is true. And it's a cool story that a cop would go, yeah. You know, a cop, if I was a cop, and I don't know the PBA rules, if I'm a cop and you're a cop's ex-girlfriend, I don't want to cut you a break. You're probably a dick to a cop.
I know. I used to blow him. Well, are you blowing him now?
Right.
Occasionally, I give him licks here and there. I don't know.
If I'm not busy fucking his best friend, I'm fucking him.
Right. I have no idea. And even now, like, as you're saying, why don't you just say he was in the band? What's going through my head before I answer? Would that be a good thing to say? Is it better to lie? It takes me too long.
stupid comes out. I own a cheese factory.
Yeah. It's true, like all those movies where you see idiots just mumbling and just not knowing, blah, 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 just going like that. That's me. That's me when I try to lie. It's great. It's beautiful.
I was going to say about the director, yes.
And another thing, it's all over my face, like this director.
Yes,
If I don't like you, it's all over my face. Unless I'm working and I know I only have to fake it for an hour, I can't work with you regularly at a 9-to-5 job. You will know that I hate you. But if I go in and out of these clown jobs, I'm perfect,
right.
And I love you to death. But this guy, I am just mean mugging him the whole time.
Everybody is. Except me, I don't care. You notice... I feel kind of weird. Here's something else I kind of feel weird about only when I think about it. I think I'm the only one in the play that never took a note.
No, me too.
We never took notes.
Because we're not professionals.
And people are writing the dumbest shit down on notes, though. I mean, maybe it helps them. I guess not. I mean, I was write
well,
everything down. But I would look down and see, you know, stage left, X, or SR, X, SL. And I know that means stage right, crossover to stage left.
Oh, wow.
You know? And I'm like, you had to write that?
That would drive me crazy.
You have to draw an arrow to the right. Because you don't want to waste, you know, all those thousands you paid in classes, right?
Right. But that would drive me crazy because I would have to be like, and now I cross this way. I think I just remember by what I'm doing.
Right. And it's kind of like I was in high school when the teacher goes, you'll come over here and move this table when the scene changes. Okay. So if you want to write that down, you could. All right. If I want to, I will.
But I was like that in class too. If I listened to the teacher, like really listened, right. I would get really good grades. Right. If I don't listen, I don't know how to go home and study. Yeah.
Doesn't it make you nervous if I was writing everything down?
No, that's how people learn.
I guess.
I think it's like a different, like I said, I cannot go home and study. I had to have learned it at that moment.
Right.
And I could maybe glance at some things that give me hints. But some people have to take it home, study the thing, and I think it's right. The same thing.
Right.
That and they paid thousands of dollars to learn
right.
How to write that stuff down.
Right. Now, right. yesterday, this is the first time, by the way, I don't know if you knew that he's the director's reading. We're all on stage. The director, the only one in the audience, is reading one of my stuff or
Maxim
magazines.
That's yesterday. The director wasn't here today.
Right. That was yesterday, and it's happened before.
Right.
And he doesn't ask. And I'm not a little...
I don't know if you just explained what you're talking about.
Okay.
The director's sitting in the audience, and he's supposed to be watching us, fucking critiquing the shit out of everybody, stopping in between things. All of a sudden, he stops. No scenes are getting stopped. Why? Everyone looks up. He's reading a magazine instead of watching what's going on. And whose magazine is it? Keith's.
It's my magazine. Don't just touch my shit. If I don't know you, ask. You ask. You not only... You don't even have to say words or nod. There's just something in your eyes that you look at me and it's like, I see you're asking. Of course you can read my magazine. I don't know you and I don't like you. Don't touch my shit.
That's the thing. If it was
Curtis.
Hey,
that's what bothers me. It doesn't even bother me that you're ruining this whole play for people.
Right.
And they're nervous because they have to open a show in a week. We're not ready to open the show now. Pay the fuck attention. No, I'm like, Are you touching my magazine?
It's only because you hate him, because if Curtis would grab your magazine, you wouldn't be like, what
not.
The fuck?
Well, of course not. Right.
But you have a rapport with him.
Right, that's
the difference.
This guy's
rapport is, why do you want me to do this?
Yeah, yeah. So he's reading the magazine, not paying attention to what anybody's doing. And then I am in the audience at this point. I'm not in the scene. He's a row behind me. And I look over like, what the fuck are you doing reading my magazine? And then he holds the magazine up a little bit, like looking at me like, is this yours? And I'm like, yeah, okay. And then goes back to reading it. I'm like, okay, I guess that's your Middle Eastern way of asking.
Oh, shit.
And then I hear a little tearing. He's tearing something out of my magazine. So I turn around and look again. I'm like, I'm thinking like it's a Columbia House something. It's one of those cards. It's from Stuff Magazine. It's one of those cards you send in.
Subscription card.
A subscription card. Ask me. Maybe I need that for something. Maybe all the ones that fall out automatically fell out.
Maybe
and I
it's
need
just
that.
Your
it's not
magazine.
Your magazine.
Don't make folds in it. Don't
right.
leave earmarks.
Yeah, why
nothing.
Don't you fucking highlight it?
Exactly.
Hey, cross over to next page. Read. and then I look over. He sees me looking at him. Keeps ripping. Rips it out. I don't care. I have no use for it.
I genuinely think that he's psychotic.
Right. Rips it out. And then it's at the end. Like, later on, he picks things up. Like, an hour later, he'll be like, oh, wait, I think he was looking at me. And then goes, I took one of your comment things. I took one of your subscription papers.
I hope that's okay.
He didn't say, I hope that's okay. Yeah. I took one. So you're not confused at home on the toilet. Like, did I rip this? No, I took it. I took it.
It's called the reading room, sir.
Right.
Not the toilet.
When you're in the library. So I don't know. So that's that.
But seriously, come see our play.
I am excited. We'll tell you guys about that next week too. We'll put that stuff on the website. The reviews are in. Dukes of Hazzard is roadkill.
No way.
Yep.
I thought it would explode. The commercials got me. It seemed like they did a good job. Other than
you know, I think the post said she dazzles in it.
No,
Simpson.
I was just gonna say, other than Jessica Simpson, I think that they picked right characters and. Right. It seemed like it would just be a cool thing.
The Dukes of Hazzard is a prime example of a sad Hollywood habit, taking a popular but rather dumb TV show and turning it into a totally stupid and meaningless film. Then you're
That's
not
true.
Allowed to review this. You're not allowed to be the reviewer. You know
he
what I thought
like
was corny and shitty? The Love Boat. You know what I'm not going to probably like? When they make a Love Boat movie.
Oh my God, they're so gonna.
They're so
they
good.
Have to.
And actually, I did like that show. I'm just
I thought you
acting
did.
Like a reviewer. Yes, I did. This flip,
you're a thug.
This flick is a car wreck with boobs. Now, let me just say, if your
funny.
Idea of a good film is a nearly naked Jessica Simpson and completely over the top chase scenes, then this movie is for you. That should be the end of the review.
That's like
yes,
so that, many people.
Yes,
sold. Especially people who are into Dukes of Hazzard and Johnny Knoxville and Jessica Simpson.
Right. Maybe this is one of those, what is it when you say something to somebody but you mean the opposite and you're being clever?
Ironic?
No.
Sarcastic?
No. Anyways, it's that. Because you're making me want to see this movie. If, however, you're not a teenage boy with raging hormones and you like films with an actual plot instead of walking and talking cliches, this movie may put you into a coma. The storyline is so dumb and predictable it wouldn't even have made the grade for an episode on the original TV series.
I doubt that.
Taking over the roles made famous by Tom Wopat and John Schneider are Sean William Scott as Bo Duke and Johnny Knoxville as the late Luke. Johnny Knoxville as his cousin Luke. Jessica Simpson plays the role of another cousin, Daisy Duke, a woman who apparently thinks clothing is optional. They have Daisy Duke shorts based on them her being a tramp back in the day.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything different. And you know, and he started with this movie's stupid and it sucks, but now he's like, too bad there's a word limit and I gotta write more shit. You know what I mean? What else are you gonna write? I guess I'll say what everybody knows. Rounding out the Southern Fried family is Willie Nelson as Uncle Jesse, the mastermind behind the Duke's main source of income, moonshine. And Burt Reynolds, proving that his career has rapidly slid downhill, plays the one-dimensional role of the evil and corrupt county commissioner, Boss Hogg.
Meanwhile, if I were him, I would be very excited that they want me in this young, hip movie.
Right, right.
You know, I think that's a compliment to him. It's not like he's so incredible.
That's stupid. Quit reviewing shit you know you're not going to like. All right, time for sad news, though. Serious. In Somerset News, finally the newspaper paid off, and somebody I know was in it. Angel Gary, her dad died.
Oh.
Yeah. That's sad.
But you finally know someone in the newspaper.
But that's what I mean. That's the good news.
Right. You're going to call her up and send her your condolences?
Now that the phones work?
Right.
I'm real sorry your dad died. He owned a roller skating rink that was so good.
Was she hot? She was in your grade, right?
I don't know if it's because I knew she had money. She was kind of a snob, and in that way, she was hot.
It's so weird to be a snob in a place that has pick your best pig week.
You know what? He was very successful. He owned Gary's hair cutting salon, I believe some kind of tool shop or garage, and the roller skating rink.
Which is all the entertainment you guys have.
It is. We would anytime Angel had a birthday party, it was at her dad's roller skating rink.
Weren't those the coolest?
Those were the coolest.
I don't know if you were into it. I loved roller skating parties. I don't know how it was in Somerset, but there was one here in Long Island, and you got one of those light-up sticks,
mm-hmm.
and you got shit pizza that I loved.
Yeah.
I loved that shit pizza. And then they had like, hey, it's guys only this time. And the girls put out their hands. They were in the middle. Right. And the guys skated around. The girls put out their hands so the guys can slap it. And you get so nervous. Like, I got slapped by a boy on the hand. Yay.
I think when I first started going there, though, I was always one of those people that you saw playing the arcades with skates on. Like, I wasn't a good skater. And I would just play the arcades.
My mother never let us have quarters for that. We used to go ice skating.
I don't know
skating.
Where I got the quarters from.
We used to go ice skating.
She would have given us
there was
quarters.
Well, were you with your mom at the time?
No.
For the party? She dropped you off. That's how you did it.
That's how I did what? Oh, why I was allowed to do it?
Yeah.
Right.
And quarters you can find in your couch.
Mm. Oh, is that what a Jewish house is like?
Ew.
I don't know.
Ew.
Determination. Businessman dies at 65. That is the word Penny Gary used to describe her father, Paul E. Gary, who passed away yesterday. Penny said, one word does not do her father justice. It's so hard in one word, Penny said.
Why do you need to do one word?
You don't have to do that. If a newspaper says, give us one word, go,
no.
I'll give you a paragraph. He was a good man.
Right.
It's so hard to do. Well, she says it's hard to do. Thanks for the interview.
You had all those other words. You could have just said that.
Right.
Instead of saying, it's hard to do it.
Can I get back to you in a day?
I'm grieving right now.
I'm going to go with determination. That's all I can think of. So anyway, he's cut thousands and thousands of people's hair, Paul C. said. Some guy said.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's what these eulogies are like in small towns.
Is that where you used to get your hair cut?
No. No, my mom used to cut her hair. My mom, in her defense, there's always somebody gets defended on each show. This is in my mom's defense. She was a beautician.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like a licensed one?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, she managed a hair salon in Somerset.
And why didn't she continue?
Why didn't she? Money.
Oh, it doesn't make a lot of
Not
money?
Not enough money, yeah.
Wow.
And then she would manage a clothing store.
My mom used to cut our hair until we came to the United States of America. I came here at the age of 4.
All mothers do. All mothers cut hair.
I had a boy haircut. No joke, because she thought my hair was too thin when I was young. And now I have the thickest hair in the world. And anytime anyone says anything like that to me, she takes all credit. Yeah, because, you know, everyone said you finally have a girl because I was the second kid and the boy went first. You finally have a girl. Dress her in skirts. Why don't you grow out her hair? And she's like, no. Because if I dress her in skirts, the sand will get up her butt when she sits in the sand thing. And if I grow out her hair, then she'll have thin hair. So everything that I am now is because I was a boy when I was younger.
Everything you have now, what do you mean? That you're tough?
I don't know. No. She doesn't want me to be tough. She just wanted me to have thick, beautiful hair.
Oh, okay.
So I had to thank her.
It worked. Yeah. It worked.
Oh, God. I have plenty of hair.
But sincerely, my condolences to the family. I know, I remember a snob that I went to school with, and I can't remember her name right now. But
is this the same girl?
No. Oh. It's just, I don't know.
It reminds you of snobbery.
It reminds me of snobs. Sincere condolences, but she was a little bit of snob. So, but you grow up, you be a whole different person. I'm sure she's
That's
a wonderful
true.
Person,
After
though.
The age of 25, right. You might be a different thing.
But you are from Somerset, where you do marry your sweetheart, mm-hmm. you know, and then hate yourself. whenever I got the things for, did I want to go to a high school reunion? I've said this before. Everybody either left that town right away or got married and had kids right away.
And if they left, did they get married?
No.
No?
No, or yes.
That's
some
funny.
Some did. But they don't have five kids. If you're in Somerset and you got married right away, you have five kids now.
Oh, God.
They don't know about condoms in Somerset. But I forget this girl's name. It's me, my friend Marcus, Michelle, and this girl. And we were riding bike, and I think she was Michelle's friend, I guess, because I don't know why she was with us. And she was had such attitude. And we were bike ride, and I believe I'm somewhere in senior high, called the last 4 years. I know you'd laugh.
High school.
Right, in high school. And we're bike riding, you know, all over Somerset. Some back road somewhere, we go down this big hill. Mm. She fell down. Aww. And is taking a hell of a tumble. I kept going and acted like I didn't see her.
Were you the only one who saw her?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's like the beginning of a horror movie. And freak.
I just kept bike riding. And then they realized like she wasn't around.
Shut up.
And then they're like, where's she? I'm like, I don't know. Like, let's go back and see if we see her.
Shut up. What happened to her?
And then you know, we pick her up and stuff. And she's like walking with her bike. That's the end of the bike ride.
You're a terrible human
being.
Yeah,
I was like, good. I don't like you.
What was that movie that we saw where the two kids were playing and one kid fell and he thought that the kid got killed?
Oh, that's a terrible movie. The Robin Williams movie, it's a cut, Final Cut.
Yeah. He couldn't live with himself for the rest of his life. You somehow managed to continue. You didn't think like she could be dead, tumbling.
You know what? No. In my defense, I was young and stupid, and it didn't even dawn on me she could be dead. I just knew she was hurt, and she'd be by herself crying.
Oh, my God.
And that made me very happy.
Oh, God. This is who I'm dating. You're such a nice person.
I'm not saying it was nice.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't do it nowadays.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. No, if you didn't like someone and they tumbled somewhere, I think that at this point, you would laugh also in point.
I would laugh in point, and then people would know where to find them.
That is good defense. Mm-hmm.
It's still a little harsh being a part of the Jew crew outside a few select world cities, but if you want to wear it out, peep the Jewish watch. People are sending me this. Besides being made in Israel, it displays in English or Hebrew, toggles between Hebrew and Gregorian calendars at sunset, and alerts you when it's time to recite the Shema, light candles on Erev Shabbat, and other important events. Never again will you miss a performance of the sardonically irreverent Dibik Shmibik.
So it helps you be a Jew.
I guess. Our favorite part, though, is that while it's programmable for any location in the world, it only comes pre-programmed for the classic seven Jewish hangout spots, Jerusalem, London, Tel Aviv, Paris, New York, Buenos Aires, and Los Angeles.
That's funny.
What, going somewhere else you think you'd rather be?
That is hilarious.
But it looks like a regular watch, and I think that instead of a leather band, it should have a brown fuzzy band like their hats.
That's when you become that kind of person.
Right, right. So if you buy the same watch, but you pay $10,000 for it.
Right, but that's only when you get to that level of Judaism.
If you were born, chosen.
Right. If you're a Jew, you are chosen.
Right, and you feel that you've reached that level on your own. You don't have to have a meeting.
How much are these watches?
I don't know. Ah, shitload. I can't find this. It was an IM, and I guess I got rid of it by accident. This guy wrote me saying that when he was younger, we were talking about when you put yourself in a trunk and you were with your boyfriend, you locked yourself in with the keys.
It wasn't my boyfriend. Friends with benefits. Okay. Please.
Okay.
Please.
Right. So he took 12 of the neighbor kids, stuck them in the trunk, and locked them in there. And then goes back to whatever. Maybe it was like, you know, a picnic or something. I don't know. And then one of the moms is with his mom and goes, you know, have you seen my kid? Yeah, they're in the trunk. All the kids are in the trunk.
Oh, God.
So then they're screaming and they got him out. But there's this maybe. See?
That's, oh, my God. Yeah. 12 is a lot.
Kids do sick things.
They actually do. Yeah, when we watch, when I watch Super Nanny and things like that, they beat each other almost to death, literally almost to death sometimes, because they don't know that just one more second of this choking that I'm doing, and I'm looking at my brother running out of air, and my brother's dead.
Right.
They don't know. They jump from, you know, whatever, from the second floor to the first floor we've seen. Just jump, because there's a couch there, and the couch will catch it. Right. Insane.
Kids don't know. Mm-hmm. They, you know, I mean, obviously it's a terrible thing what I did. But it did not dawn on me that you could have landed wrong and be dead.
Right.
You trip wrong, you can die.
Your head snaps in the
wrong
way.
Yeah. My roommate, the crazy one that I lived with in Brooklyn, I thought he was a veterinarian, a pet doctor.
Because he took K?
Yeah, he thought he was a human doctor because he was a vet assistant, and therefore he knew how to inject K into his tongue properly.
Oh, God, that's gross. Isn't it true that you watched him do it?
I watched him do it. I watched him swallow a bottle of pills, a bottle of sleeping pills. I watched him.
Were you still four?
How old was I?
Yeah, so that you don't know the consequences?
No, actually, in my defense, no, I'm definitely, there's no defending this. I'm definitely an adult. I'm 20-something. It's in The Great American Novel. I hated him so much, and he annoyed me so much that if he died from those sleeping pills, I would not have cared. I would not have cared. He's like, do you dare me to take all these? Yes, I do. Yes, I do dare you. And he puts them in his mouth. He tries to swallow them, but he can't. He's like, oh, goodness, I can't swallow these. I give him his orange juice carton. He swallows it all down. You see the pills poking out of his throat as they go down, so you know he's not faking.
Ew, that's like a cartoon.
Not 5 minutes later, he starts stumbling. He's like, oh, I can't believe I only had one beer, too. It never hit me this fast. He goes to bed. I wouldn't have been surprised if something bad happened the next day.
Oh, my God. But he just woke up.
And there he is. It's like, whatever, 9 in the morning the next day in my bedroom, which is closed. You know, don't go in my room. Hey, buddy, good morning. How you doing? Will you not die? will you not die?
And somehow he took all those sleeping pills and he still woke up before you.
Yeah.
No, he will not die.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
In his defense, you like to sleep.
In his defense. I am farting.
Did you just fart?
Yeah. You know what? And I feel it, too.
You are terrible. You feel it. I feel it.
It's that yogurt. I know it's a yogurt
Why don't you explain about the yogurt, you nutty nut guy.
I enjoy the yogurt with fruit, and we stop at a shop, and I get it. And I'm looking at it as I'm eating it. And I check the date, and it's not expired, but it looks a little congealed. Like it hasn't been refrigerated properly.
And here's a question for the listener.
Yeah.
Would anyone else continue eating it?
So I mix it up and I keep eating it. And every bite I'm like, yogurt should be not watery, but yogurt should be more watery than this. And so I'm eating it. And I think it did a number.
A number two?
Mm-hmm. It did a big number two, and now it's doing 1.5. And then she's like, why would you eat the whole thing? It was $2.50.
$2.50, yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. So, and your roast beef sandwich was what,
$8? $8. So I'm like, oh, this shit's getting eaten.
Unreal. And you didn't tell me. You didn't go, oh, this looks congealed. You waited until after you were done.
I figured
done.
You'd try to convince me not to eat it.
Yeah, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not the other roommate who wants you to just swallow
to
pills.
Die.
Yeah. Actually, you want me to die with all your farts. Hee-hee. Thank you, baby. Hee-hee.
Oh, and in the New York Post, Dukes of Hazzard gets 3 stars. Jesus Christ.
Everybody, but it also gets a big picture of Jessica Simpson.
Right. He's a gem of a guy. An honest Brooklyn cabbie yesterday answered the prayers of a Canadian jewelry dealer by returning a diamond-stuffed suitcase that had been left in the trunk of his yellow cab. It's like a perfect miracle, said Thierry Delisha, 32, of Montreal. I'm so proud to meet such an honest gentleman.
How did he know who it was?
Hussam Abdallah made the sparkling discovery yesterday, hours after dropping off Delisha and 2 other men at LaGuardia Airport for a flight to Canada around 7:15 a.m. In their haste to unload 8 pieces of luggage, the men didn't notice until it was too late that Abdallah had driven off with a suitcase loaded with hundreds of thousands of dollars in bridal jewelry.
I wonder if they gave him any reward.
They didn't take a receipt and had no way of tracking down the cabbie.
Oh, shit.
I was in a complete panic, Delisha said. I called all the rabbis I know personally in Israel and asked them to pray for me.
No way. Shouldn't you be calling cab companies?
The picture. And what's this guy? This guy looks Middle Eastern, shaking hands with the 2 Jewish money dealer. Like, see? Everybody can be friends.
That looks like such a setup, too.
Shake
hands and make sure you smile.
But he not only had a good fortune of catching a ride with Abdallah, he also accidentally dropped his business card in the back seat.
No way.
Abdallah noticed the name on the card matched the name on the suitcase. One call later to Crown Ring, the company Delisha owns in Montreal, and Abdallah tracked down the grateful diamond dealer who had stayed in New York hoping for a miracle. The guy's lucky, said Abdallah, 30. Usually I steal this shit and sell it. Usually I find cell phones and things like that, but never very heavy bags filled with diamonds. Delisha and his partners had been in New York for a jewelry expo, blah, blah, blah.
Where's the reward? Talk about the reward.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Is there? There's got to be. You can't. Just throw them a diamond.
They were on their way to another show in Toronto when they discovered they might have to show up empty-handed. That would have been terrible, Delisha said.
Blah.
I thought they were gone for good. Abdallah, whose 12-hour shifts behind the wheel start at 4 a.m., received what Delisha called a very nice reward for his good deed.
God damn it. Tell us how much.
In New York, with so many people, I would never have believed this could happen, Delisha said. I found a very good man.
Allah Akbar, Akbar, Ya Rabba.
Bring. I got your money. So that's it. You know what? And you were saying about...
Would you do it? Is that what you're talking about?
I would return it. It's so different finding a big... if you're down and out. I think I would return anything. But if you found a big suitcase of money,
I know.
You really got to question if you would keep it or not, or how much would
you
keep.
You do, because if it's just a bag of money, how
that's
do you trace that back?
Right, that's right, right.
Yeah, it's yours, kind of. It's like how we founded a great adventure. What do? We go, somebody lost their money and right. tell us the serial right. number?
But with diamonds, but like say you could give it, say you did find the business card and you knew how to call them.
I would
diamonds
definitely call.
Is,
definitely call.
I would. But diamonds,
somebody's having a shit. Right, like right. somebody's just shat in their pants because they don't have their diamonds. You got to do it.
I would definitely give it back if it's diamonds, because I wouldn't know what to do with diamonds. What do you do? You know? You act like it's so easy.
Okay.
Yeah, you just take them to your girlfriend's mother and she's a diamond dealer.
You do some. You can do something.
Please.
Diamonds
that,
are worth.
That's how you,
you
get
go
caught. You
on
get
retirement,
caught
hundreds of no. thousands of dollars.
Plus, with all these reality TV shows, whether money was left or diamonds were left, I would assume some news company was setting me up.
Right.
And we left these diamonds and a video camera. Will he do the right,
right.
thing?
Right, right, right.
I would jerk off on all the money and then give it back and go, put that on the air. Don't set me up again.
You were going to say put that on the air, jerk off.
Yeah.
But you already used jerk off
right.
when you jerked off all over the merchandise.
Why did I say that? I almost ruined it.
No, you did ruin it.
This is dumb. All right, ready for bed?
Yeah.
Fuck this shit.
KeithandTheGirl.com.
Hello?
Hello, is Aptar there?
Who?
Aptar.
Cass, who's speaking, please?
This is Kirpal.
Who?
Kirpal.
Okay, 1 minute, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I was just calling because I live down the street from you and your daughter come to my house today and she kicked my dog.
Pardon?
Your daughter come to my house today
uh-huh.
and she come on my property and then she kicked my dog. And now my dog needs operation.
She kicked your?
She kicked my dog.
And she kicked your dog?
Yes.
Which daughter?
The one who just answered the phone.
No.
What?
No.
Yes, she did. I saw her, and then I saw her at your house. And why did she do it?
I don't know. She didn't say.
She did. She's lying. She's lying to you, fucking guy.
Where from you speaking?
I am speaking from my house.
Where do you live?
Down the street from you.
Huh?
You know where I live. My dog. She kicked it, and now I'm going to fuck her.
You live, I know, I don't know.
Don't lie, you fucking guy.
Hey, why? Don't talk like that.
Fuck you! You know damn right what she do.
Where you live? Who kicked your dog?
Your daughter kicked my dog.
Which daughter?
You know damn right! You bastard.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Why you kick my dog?
Hello, can I ask you speaking, please?
You know damn right. It's Kirpal.
It's
Kirpal.
Who's Kirpal? We don't know Kirpal.
Yeah, sure do. You kicked my dog today.
Dog?
Dog.
We don't even... No one's even been out... No
you don't act stupid. You tell your dad that I am going to sue him. He's going to go to jail.
Okay, where the hell do you live?
I live on your street.
On my street?
You know. You
are... You say that one of us have kicked your dog.
Yes.
Where about do you live?
You know damn right.
No, we do not know damn right. We don't even know you.
Yes, you do.
Why? Where the hell do you live?
You don't ask dumb question.
You live on Manitou?
No, you just shut up. You try to confuse. I'm going to call the police. And then you're going to go to jail.
You're damn right. Call the police because we don't know what the hell.
You do not tell me damn right.
Yeah,
you do not swear at me.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm going to kill you.
Are you going to kill us?
No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. You just tell your dad that I'm going to get my lawyer and he's going to arrest you.
I don't know who the hell he is.
Hanji?
Okay, you just go ahead, okay? Because we don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You don't ever tell me the fuck. You
well,
say bad words.
Talk to us less way when you have no proof.
Fuck you, you. You do not tell me fuck you. Okay, you? You
please
know.
Please just get lost, okay?
Fuck you.
Up.
You're going to jail.
Who the hell you are and you're phoning us with all these obscene...
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
I don't
shut
know
up.
You.
You shut up, you.
Don't tell me to shut up. I do not
shut
know
up, you stink. You
oh, you stink too.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
I do not stink.
I think you do.
Fuck you. Just because I'm Becky does not mean I stink.
Wine is fine, but whiskey's quicker. Suicide.